Reading Matters, Third Quarter, 2024. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021, 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Danielle Miller. Summer has been a real adventure with Youth Summer Reading and Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, WTBBL, Book Bingo. Hopefully you found time to read some great adventure-themed books amidst your own summer adventures. Both programs were a wonderful success, and participants got some great prizes, and staff love sharing book recommendations. As we wind down and look toward the fall, I'm excited that we will be hosting the White Cane Day Walk and Celebration again. The walk will begin and end at WTBBL this year and is being held on Sunday, October 13th. Watch social media and our website for more information, including information about registration and walk day logistics. With the help of a sound engineer we have been working with, all the new equipment for our podcasting studio has been installed and is up and running. Our staff and volunteers have been ramping up author interviews, and we have lots of exciting plans for future podcast programming. When we interview a local author whose book we are also producing at WTBBL, we include the interview with the book, which is a nice way to add some bonus content to the reading experience. Speaking of authors, we partnered with the Washington State Center for the Book to host a reading and presentation with author Kim Fu, who won a Washington State Book Award for her book, Lesser Known Monsters of the 21st Century, DBC 19317. Kim and co-presenter Danya Kukavka read from Kim's book and engaged in a wonderful conversation about the work, writing, and other topics. We've also been busy interviewing for some open staff positions at WTBBL after some well-deserved retirements and staffing changes. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to introduce some new staff in our next issue of Reading Matters. I want to thank all the WTBBL staff who have been working extra hard to cover additional tasks to make sure we continue to provide you all with the best service possible, even while short-staffed. We have an amazing team, and I'm so honored to get to work with everyone here at the library. Happy reading, everyone! Photo caption: Kim Fu reading from Lesser Known Monsters of the 21st Century. Youth Services by Erin Groth. Summer at WTBBL has been a great success for the Youth Services Department. Early learners, children, and teens signed up to receive weekly activity packets in the mail full of recommended books, art supplies, and adventure-themed fun. We've loved getting to see some of our patrons' summer craft work shared on social media, too. This year's reading challenge was to read 16 books, 16 hours, or 8 books from 8 different genres over the course of the program. The genre option is new for 2024 and seems to be a hit. Congrats to all of our readers who participated. Stay tuned to the WTBBL social media pages for news of the grand prize winners. WTBBL offered several special events around the state this summer as well, from escape rooms in Yakima to playtime in Spokane to a festival in the garden at Woodland Park Zoo. If you'd like us to host an event in your area, please contact us. It doesn't have to be summer for WTBBL to come to you. The fall is fast approaching, and the fun has no end in sight. We plan to host a musical instrument petting zoo, more escape rooms, and special appearances at conferences in Washington and beyond. Youth Services Librarian Erin will be attending the Collaborative Summer Library Program Conference in Denver this August. They're the organization that gives us such great themes for summer reading each year. More ideas for programs centering on accessible gaming, 3D printing, and tactile graphics are in the pipeline, too. Though it might seem a way off, the annual Braille Challenge will be here before we know it. Braille readers and writers in grades 1 through 12 are invited to show off their literacy skills in this friendly competition. Prizes, pizza, and fun are to be had, so be sure to keep a lookout for more information on how to register. This event will be held in early 2025. Want more youth services news? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, sent bi-monthly to your email inbox. More information can be found at the Youth Services pages of WTBBL.org. Photo caption, Sophia proudly showing her completed summer reading challenge log. Upcoming event, Silver Kite Online Social Hour, October 23rd at 10:30 a.m., Zoom. Come connect with others online at the Silver Kite Social Hour. Facilitated by Silver Kite teaching artist Bobby Kidder, this welcoming hour is all about sharing stories, laughter, and resources. Whether you're looking to meet new people or just enjoy a lively conversation, this gathering is for you. Bobby's creative facilitation will help guide and enrich discussions based on the group's interests. Don't miss this chance to forge new connections and enrich your day. We are excited to partner with Silver Kite Community Arts to offer this free talk social hour, and we hope to offer more in the future. This workshop lasts approximately 1 hour. Register at https://bit.ly/3wysj0o.
New Audiobooks by John Pye. As the days become shorter and the shadows longer, new books are always a welcome salve and celebration of the changing of the seasons. Come celebrate with us. For adult readers, we have Adult Nonfiction, DBC 19241. My Unforgotten Seattle by Ron Chu. Part memoir, part history of Asian American activism in Seattle, part homage to the International District, Ron Chu's voice fills this book. His work as an organizer, journalist, and director of the Wing Luke Museum kept him in the middle of things. 2020. Narrated by Ron Chu. Reviewed by Judy Ogliori. DBC 07152. Oh La La. Homegrown Stories, Tips, and Garden Wisdom by Cisco Morris. The most beloved and respected gardening expert of the Pacific Northwest, Cisco Morris, entertains us with gardening stories, shares advice, information, and wisdom from a career that has spanned 45 years and is still going strong. 2020. Narrated by Norm Zimmerman. DBC 19135. The Dreamer and the Doctor. A Forest Lover and a Physician on the Edge of the Frontier by Jack Nisbet. John Lieberg, a botanist, and his wife Carrie, a physician, arrived in the inland Northwest in 1885. While he performed natural resource surveys throughout the West, she was one of the first female doctors and political candidates in the region. 2018. Narrated by Greg Porter. Reviewed by Mark Danner. DBC 19032. Seattle at 150. Stories of the city through 150 objects from the Seattle Municipal Archives, edited by Jennifer Ott. On the 150th anniversary of the incorporation of the City of Seattle, this book illustrates over a century and a half of the city's history through images and stories told through 150 objects and photographs from the collection of the Seattle Municipal Archives. Each object provides insight into a specific context of the city's history. With an afterword by Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin, 2019. Narrated by Deborah Godfrey. Reviewed by Judy Ogliori. Adult Fiction. DBC 19121. Every Day Above Ground by Glenn Eric Hamilton. Van Shaw is broke when an old criminal partner of his grandfather shows up with a quick, big heist. It turns out to be a setup, and Van is in deep trouble. 2018. Narrated by Michael Memo. Reviewed by Debbie Miller. This is book number 3 in the Van Shaw series. We have already produced number 1, Past Crimes, DB086032, and number 4, Mercy River, DBC19120. Book 2, Hard Cold Winter, DBC19118, is currently in process. We'll be continuing this series too. DBC15612, Double Crossing by Meg Mims. In August 1869, Lily Granville didn't believe her father committed suicide, so she leaves Illinois and travels to California on the new Transcontinental Railroad. She hopes to prove people wrong as well as find his deed to a gold mine. Other people want that deed, too. 2012. Narrated by Mary Kelly. This book is number 1 in the Double series. Book 2, Double or Nothing, DBC31114, is currently in process. DBC07141, Sinful Folk, A Novel of the Middle Ages, by Ned Hayes. Northern England, December 1377. 5 children died in a mysterious house fire. A group of villagers decide to go to London and seek the king's justice. One of the villagers is Mir, a former nun who has disguised herself as a mute man and raised her son, one of the dead children. 2014. Narrated by Roz Wilkes. For young readers, we have 2 books from Christine Platt's Anna and Andrew series. DBC19084, The Magic Violin, by Christine Platt. 2020. Anna and Andrew are learning to play the violin. They are excited to join the youth orchestra. At first, it is fun. But when they start to lose interest, Anna and Andrew learn from an important African American about the importance of practicing for preschool and older. Narrated by Lauren Dupree, with Mary Ann Osborne. DBC19099, The New Baby, by Christine Platt. 2020. Anna and Andrew are expecting a sibling. The family is very excited. Mama's family arrives from Trinidad, and everyone helps to get ready. When the baby arrives, Anna and Andrew learn from Granny that in African American culture, a baby's name often tells an important story. For preschool and older. Narrated by Lauren Dupree, with Mary Ann Osborne. We also have A Day at the Museum, DBC19083, Summer in Savannah, DBC19085, Dancing at Carnival, DBC19086, and A Snowy Day, DBC19087. E-readers. WTBBL still has Braille e-readers available. We loan out the Zoomax e-reader. Braille books can be downloaded from Bard directly from the device, or we can send out books on a cartridge. Our training and assistive technology librarian, Jordan, can provide support in using the device and help answer any questions. Our Braille downloads on Bard have increased by 82% in the last 6 months, and we'd love to see that trend continue. Please contact us at Jordan, J-O-R-D-Y-N, dot Richey, R-I-C-H-E-Y, at sos.wa.gov if we can send you an e-reader.
New Braille Books by Tracy Timmons. We are still working with NLS to get our Braille books uploaded to Bard. I hope to share more news about new WTBBL e-Braille books in a future Reading Matters issue. In the meantime, we've continued to work on hard copy Braille books. For younger readers, we have BB024213, The Littlest Family's Big Day by Emily Winfield Martin. Who is only 5 inches tall and has just moved to the woods? The cutest and littlest bear family you have ever seen, and their adopted teeny tiny fox tot. What happens when they venture out to explore their new world? Board Book, print/braille, for preschool and older, 2018. Transcribed by Allison Tang. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BER00180, Monsters Under Bridges, Pacific Northwest Edition, by Rachel Rokel Coddington. Readers discover all sorts of fantastic beasts and learn about where to find them in this field guide to monsters living under bridges in various parts of the Pacific Northwest. Entries on creatures from Washington, Oregon, and Vancouver, BC are included. Print/braille. For preschool and older, 2013. Transcribed by Gail Visioni. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP01516. Chibi Samurai Wants a Pet. An Adventure with Little Kunoichi, the Ninja Girl, by Sine Ishida. Meet Little Kunoichi's buddy, Chibi Samurai. Inspired by Little Kunoichi's relationship with her pet ninja bunny, Chibi Samurai sets off to find a companion for himself. He explores many possibilities from Japanese culture, both real and mythical, thinking about how each creature might be as a pet. Note, an embossed contracted Braille version of the Did You Know section is spiral-bound and packaged with the print/braille version of the book. Print/braille. For preschool and older, 2017. Transcribed by Ian Shearer. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP01521. Ba-chan, the Ninja Grandma, An Adventure with Little Kunoichi, the Ninja Girl, by Sine Ishida. Summer is here, and all her friends are on vacation, making the Ninja Girl bored. The little Kunoichi, joined by her little brother and bunny, are excited when their grandmother, Ba-chan, decides to visit. They are met with many surprises as they spend time with Ba-chan on an island she made herself, and together learn that curiosity, resourcefulness, love, and imagination have more value than things money can buy. Note, an embossed contracted Braille version of the Did You Know section is spiral-bound and packaged with the print/braille version of the book. Print/braille. For preschool and older, 2018. Transcribed by Ian Shearer. Proofread by Keiko Namakata and Mark Danner, Stacy Thurston, and Warren Askov. BRP01522. Grizzly Boy by Barbara Davis Piles. An ornery boy decides he'd rather be a grizzly bear until some consequences make him think otherwise. Print/braille for K through 3, 2018. Transcribed by Tracy Timmons. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP01513. Paul and His Ukulele by Robert Broder. Paul receives a ukulele as a gift and falls in love with music. His travels take him to a new town and an unexpected adventure. Print/Braille for K through 3, 2018. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP 01517. Hazel and Twig, The Birthday Fortune by Brianna Burns Yu. Twig's first birthday is coming up, and her whole family, especially her older sister Hazel, is eager to see what she will choose at her Doljabi. Whatever item Twig chooses will tell her fortune, but what will she pick? Readers will learn about the Korean tradition of Doljabi through this charming story of a family of rabbits. Print/Braille for preschool and older, 2018. Transcribed by Ian Shearer. Proofread by Stacy Thurston and Warren Askov. BRP 01526. I Think I Can by Karen S. Robbins. Aardvark and Mouse learn to sing and read in this conversation-style book. Simple text. Print/Braille for preschool and older, 2019. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey and Tracy Timmons. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP 01530. Sometimes People Fight Even When They Love Each Other by Dagmar Geisler. A thorough and easy way to discuss disagreements and arguments with young children. Print/Braille for preschoolers and older, 2019. Transcribed by Gail Vicioni. Proofread by Abby Travers and Caroline Baptist. BRP 01523. The Gentleman Bat by Abraham Schroeder. Join the charismatic Gentleman Bat and his friends on a nighttime stroll down cobblestone streets where the town is lively and energetic. Print/Braille for grades 2 through 4, 2014. Transcribed by Ed Godfrey. Proofread by Lene Noggle and Martha Oman. BRP 01548. Adrian Simcox Does Not Have a Horse by Marcy Campbell and Karina Lucan. Adrian Simcox tells anyone who will listen that he has a horse, the best and most beautiful horse anywhere. But Chloe does not believe him. Adrian Simcox lives in a tiny house. Where would he keep a horse? He has holes in his shoes. How would he pay for a horse? The more Adrian talks about his horse, the angrier Chloe gets. But when she calls him out at school and even complains about him to her mom, Chloe doesn't get the vindication she craves. She gets something far more important. Print/Braille for K through 3, 2018. Transcribed by Tracy Timmons. Proofread by Keiko Namakata and Mark Danner.
Graduate Capstone Project by Connie Cheng, Michael Ackerman, and Isabel Wagner. We were students in the University of Washington's Master of Library and Information program while we worked on this project for our capstone. The three of us are interested in archives and believe in creating equitable access to history for marginalized communities. When we heard about WTBBL's project for digitizing and preserving the audio archive of the Evergreen Radio Reading Service, ERRS, we knew we couldn't pass up the opportunity to work on it. The audio archive consisted of reel-to-reel tape, cassette tape, and optical disc material that documented WTBBL's radio reading service from the 1970s through the early 2010s. When we started the project, we were very ambitious in what we thought we could accomplish over the course of the school year. Our first steps were to take inventory and record metadata about all the items in the archive collection, including making assessments of the media's conditions. Then, we planned on doing oral history interviews with people who were involved with ERRS. But we didn't anticipate having so many items to inventory. There were 23 boxes of items, And while we originally thought that there were maybe about 1,000 items in the collection, by the end, we counted 2,497 items. Although we didn't get to the other steps of the project, we still learned a lot about working with magnetic and disc media and about the history of the ERRS collection and WTBBL itself. There is still a lot of work to be done to digitize and preserve the ERRS audio archive, and it's more urgent than ever. We worked with library staff and graduate students in the cohort following ours to make sure this work will continue in a future capstone project. Experts estimate that 2025 is the year that all magnetic media needs to be digitized. If these items aren't digitized and preserved, we risk losing an important part of our blind and print-disabled history. Caption. UW students after presenting the WTBBL project at Capstone Night. From left to right, Connie Cheng, Isabel Wagner, Tracy Timmons, WTBBL staff, and Michael Ackerman.
Volunteer Spotlight by Jessica Jensen. This quarter, WTBBL wanted to recognize two amazing volunteers for their years of contribution. John and Judy are volunteers in the audio department as an audiobook narrator and reviewer, respectively. John has volunteered with WTBBL for 17 years, and Judy has been a volunteer for 8 years. They were both inspired to volunteer in honor of Judy's father, who was a patron of WTBBL. Judy recalls that her father, who was legally blind, used WTBBL for years. As a retired high school teacher and history lover, he was able to experience hours of enjoyment thanks to the books WTBBL provided for him. Judy promised her father that she would give back to the organization that he loved, and John also was inspired to give back to WTBBL after Judy's father passed away. As an audiobook narrator, John is an expert user of the equipment for recording his materials and has worked on nearly 30 books. Judy is an audiobook reviewer, so she listens to audiobooks needing review and marks any sections that need to be edited or re-recorded. John's favorite part about volunteering is that he is able to provide books that patrons with limited sight can enjoy. Without narrators like John, patrons may not be able to access many books across a variety of genres due to the inaccessibility of print text and lack of an audio format. Judy's favorite part about volunteering is being able to give back to an organization that meant so much to her father. Judy loves reading true stories in her free time, and John enjoys both The Atlantic and National Geographic magazines. Judy also learned to row in crew shells as a, quote, senior citizen. Crew shells are long racing boats designed for racing or exercise. They are the same type used in the rowing competitions in the Olympics. John's fun fact is that he was a longtime high school track and field and cross-country coach at a high school in Kenmore, Washington. WTBBL celebrates Pride Fest by Jessica Jensen. This year, WTBBL had the amazing opportunity to be a part of the Seattle Pride Fest, which took place the last weekend of June. On Saturday, June 29th, Pride Fest took place on Capitol Hill, and on Sunday, June 30th, it was held at Seattle Center as the final stop for the Pride Parade. Thanks to staff and volunteers, we were able to sign up 22 new patrons on the spot, interact with over 1,700 individuals, and connect with other organizations and individuals who were interested in partnering with us to further our mission. WTBBL Reader's Advisor Shannon and I created a tactile pride flag using recyclable materials to lessen the environmental impact, a variety of textures and colors to correspond to the flag, and a written and braille description of the meaning behind this historical symbol. In addition, we had special WTBBL Pride bookmarks designed by staff to hand out to those who stopped by our booth. We also displayed some of our Braille books, large print and board books, talking books players and cartridges, and some of the LGBTQIA+ books produced in our WTBBL studios and those currently being narrated by our volunteers. To say this event was a success feels like an understatement. It was so heartwarming interacting with people who learned about WTBBL for the first time, with more than one person tearfully asking, "You mean I'll be able to read again?" We are proud that we were welcomed into this community and had the chance to spread information about our services and accessibility. This event would not have been possible without the hard work of the volunteers and staff who gave up precious time on their weekends to help make this dream of outreach at Pride a reality. I hope this is the start of an annual tradition for WTBBL, and I want to thank everyone who lent a helping hand. Photo captions. Page 16, top image, JJ and volunteers Abby, Mary, and Amanda at the start of Pride Fest on Capitol Hill. Page 16, bottom image, JJ and Shannon with volunteers Ren and Emily at the start of Pride Fest at Seattle Center. Page 17, top image, JJ and Shannon with volunteers Beth and Mike at Pride Fest on Capitol Hill. Page 17, bottom image, the tactile Pride flag designed by JJ and Shannon. WTBBL Community Programs by Danielle Miller. Providing information and resources to our community is a very important part of our Washington Talking Book and Braille Library services. Over the last year, we have launched two regular workshops to introduce Braille and to support people new to vision loss. Our Touch of Braille workshop was something we started in 2018, and after a hiatus, we are excited to bring it back. This two-hour workshop is an introduction to tactile reading of Braille, offering participants a chance to experience Braille by touch and learn the ways that Braille can be useful in their daily life. A Touch of Braille begins with a brief history of Louis Braille and the development of the Braille system, an introduction to the alphabet using egg cartons and ping pong balls, an exploration of items with Braille, and then wraps up with Braille worksheets beginning with letters, then short words, and ending with short phrases. Participants come away with some knowledge of Braille, some confidence in potential ability with the system, and most of all, we have fun. Our Low Vision Workshop is designed as a resource for people new to vision loss and for people waiting for vision services, and is offered quarterly. The workshop covers information about the eye, vision conditions, reaction to a diagnosis, strategies for working with vision loss using the 4 B's, bigger, bolder, brighter, and bumpier, sharing of technology and devices, mobility aids, and other tools, and resources in the community, including transportation, the arts, and of course, WTBBL. The Low Vision Workshop is supported by the Independent Living Program, which provided all the demonstration equipment and is collaborating with us in outreach efforts. Both workshops would not be possible without the passion and participation of our volunteers, Keiko Namakata, Jane Elliott, and Dana Marmion, with the Touch of Braille, and Keiko, Jane, and Julie Brannon with the Low Vision Workshop. They are helping us provide two great programs to our community and are a fabulous team to work with. Photo captions. Top image, WTBBL Director Danielle Miller assisting at the Touch of Braille Workshop. Bottom image, Keiko, Dana, and Jane lead the Touch of Braille Workshop. Top image, Danielle Miller speaking at the Low Vision Workshop. Bottom image, Jane speaking at the Low Vision Workshop.
Steve Gotch retires after 39 years by John Pye. After 39 years of service to the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, Steve Gotch has retired. As a wearer of many different hats, Steve started out as a volunteer in the shipping department before being hired as staff in that department. He subsequently moved on to the audio tape duplication division and finally ended up in the audio department as an editor, cartridge duplication expert, and special project closer. Steve has had a hand in the production of thousands of WTBBL titles for the NLS collection. Born and raised in Iowa, Steve holds a Bachelor of Music Education from Drake University and worked as a music educator and record shop manager prior to his career at the library. An exceptional trombonist, he performed with several bands and ensembles similar to the style and oeuvre of groups like Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. To this day, he is an avid attendee of the Earshot and Vancouver BC Jazz Festivals, as well as the several jazz establishments in and around the Seattle area. He will no doubt be devoting plenty of his time to his musical passions, as well as his incredible garden and, of course, time with his wife Jane and cat Daisy. Congratulations, Steve. Many thanks for your dedicated work and sharing your skills and life with all of us here at WTBBL. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from April 1st to June 30th, 2024. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at WTBBL.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. George Abbott, Jeff Abrams, Rosemary Adamski, Mark Anderson, Deanne Andrews, Michael Andrews, David Arnold, Anna Ash, Linda Baker, Davideen Barker, Kathleen Barley Johnson, Joan Benedetti, Richard Burnt, Christine Biddle, Dana Biziak Rollison, Camille Blanchett, Randy Bowlerjack, Kent Bridenstine, David Buckholtz, Heather Carmichael Olson, Lois Castleberry, Joseph Chiarea, Sharon Kocheba, Cheryl Crank, Irma Irma, Virginia Crow, Riley Curran, Nancy Dahlberg, Robert Daniel, Saskia and Aniki DeJong, Marissa DeForest, Cynthia Domingo, Lynn Domingo, Sherry Dubin, Geneva Dubois, Alicia Eisler, Kathleen Ellsbury, Linda Emmel, Anne Farmer, Benjamin Fellows, Patricia Ferguson, Adair Gates, Nancy Gershenfeld, Debbie Goodrich, Corey Gordon, Elizabeth Gould, Eric Grob, Debbie Hager, Dylan Harper, TJ Hatfield, Gregory Heino, Herrick Heitman, Tanya Henrich, Louise Heiliman, Leslie Irwin, Deborah Izumizaki, Helen Johnson, Mark Johnson, Sue Johnson, Sarah Jones, Helen Juris, Doris Katagiri, Vanji Keefe, Mary Kenny, Michael Kerstetter, David Kirker, Donna Larson, Donna Lawrence, Inez Lilioren, Stephanie Lukash, Alice McDonald, Lorena Mattinger, Scott Maliska, John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Monty Martinson, Mary Matson, Deanna Matson Walker, Tim McCorkle, Janet McDaniel, Kevin McMahon, Barbara Meyer, Patricia Miles, Danielle Miller, Lupine Miller, Margarita Munoz, Rebecca Merles, Keiko Namikata, Paul Natch, Gerard O'Leary, John Ogliori, Phyllis Olson, John Pye, Diane Patterson, Vicky Perry, Patricia Pidcock, Anne Pound, Ladine Rontala, Murtis Reed, Dolores Rollman, Robin Roeder, Carla Rutschman, Kathy Savory, Kay Scarcliffe, Karen Schleicher, Mary Schlosser, Lisa Seekin, Ella Center, James Shaw, Genji Shiga, Kathy Skipper, Betty Smith, Terry Smith, Angela Spiegel, Norman Stroitker, Nancy Suter, Carolyn Sutton, Tom Taggart, Tracy Timmons and Paul Heron, Caroline Tobin, Sharon Tomiko Santos, Nancy Totten, T. Tien Triggs, Nathan Ureta, Susan Veto, Amber Wang, David Wilder, Rosalind Wilkes, Thomas Wojciechowski, Glenn Wood, Phyllis Woodman, Joe Wyatt, Wild Family Foundation, Allison Weisong. In memory of Louise Blanchett, Michael Gordon, Ardith Kling, Vera Louise Schleicher, Anne Toth, Roy R. Veto. Questions about donating? Please contact info@sos.wa.gov. This has been Reading Matters from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Your readers have been Alicia Eisler and Nathan Ureta.